Who knows when the weather starts changing? The roadways get a little difficult to drive, but even when you have dry roads, sometimes you need to know good driving skills, and that's why the National Free Teen Defensive Driving Program, BRAKES, which stands for Be Responsible and Keep Everyone Safe, is coming to Lorain County Community College Saturday and Sunday, November 17th and 18th. And here to talk about that is BRAKES Director of Operations, Matt Riley. Matt, good morning.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having us on.
All right, let's talk about the BRAKES. Teens would be coming to this. If they sign up, what will they experience?
Well, it's not driver's ed for sure. It's an advanced training program. It's all hands-on. The classes are taught over the weekend. We'll have four separate classes. Parents are required to come with their teen. And we're going to take these teen drivers and teach them car control and teach them how to be safe behind the wheel and how to deal with emergency and panic-type situations. For example, slick road conditions that we might be encountering locally.
Does the teen need a driver's license or maybe a temporary permit?
Yeah, the minimum requirement is a driving permit with about 30 hours of seat time. We want to make sure the kids are fairly comfortable driving a car. Ages are 15 to 19, and they are required to bring a parent with them. The BRAKES charity will supply the cars and also the instructors.
And then do they set up an obstacle course? Do they go over some sort of prep? What kind of a thing is taking place in that regard?
Yeah, sure. So the class is 4 hours long. First part of it is just a classroom orientation, figure out who we are, what we're going to be doing with the teens in the vehicles, give them some basic theory of car control and some of the exercises that we're going to be going over. And then from there, the classroom is behind the wheel. We have a 3-to-1 ratio, 3 students per instructor, so there's plenty of seat time for everyone. And we set up courses in the parking lot there at Lorain Community College, and the kids will get a chance to experiment behind the wheel, anti-lock braking systems, what happens when they get into a skid situation, if they hit, black ice or hydroplane. We're also going to show them the number one cause of crashes with a teen is when they drop a wheel off the edge of the road and then they panic and they jerk the car back up on the road and cross over the double yellow line and unfortunately usually get into pretty serious crashes. And we're also going to teach them what to do if there's a solid object in front of them that they want to try to miss, say a stopped vehicle or something that falls off the back of a pickup truck when they're at speed. We also will put them through a slalom course. And a distraction course, which is really important nowadays with the cell phone use and parents calling kids and checking on them when they're behind the wheel. If you have a obnoxious passenger with you and they take your attention off the road, that leads to a lot of crashes and miscues out there. But we also cover simple things like proper seat position and the proper way to wear your seatbelt and why that's important. And we talk about airbag safety and different things like that, adjusting your mirrors correctly.
Matt, can you talk a little bit about the history of the organization? Because I see that it came out of sadness, but now it's benefiting a lot of people.
Well, you're correct. Our charity was started through an awful phone call. Our director and our founder is Doug Herbert. He's a multi-time national champion with NHRA drag racing. And he received a phone call that his two boys, John and James, were killed in a really horrible car accident in Charlotte, North Carolina area about 10 years ago. And Doug discovered through that accident that car crashes were the number one cause of death for teens. And, the very limited resources for parents to reach out and get their kid ample training. A lot of high school driver's ed programs are falling at the wayside because of budget crisis. So Doug said, this is enough. We got to do something about it. So we started a program, and in the last 10 years, we've grown it nationwide, and we've trained over 35,000 teens across the country, and we're just excited to be back for the second time in the Cleveland area. And, we just see a huge need for this type of training, and parents reach out to us. They find us through the website, putonthebrakes.org. They get their kids signed up, and then we're gonna make sure that they have a good four-hour lesson and provide as much training as we can in a controlled environment and hopefully help their kid get home safely.
Sounds like it's a you know, one of those kind of classes where after you sort of just get the experience of riding on the road, driving on the road as a kid, this is sort of like the next level to understand those little intricacies that make it, you know, sometimes the things that can come out of nowhere. Do you give them a sense of what would happen if it's, if things don't go well? Sometimes the way the car feels kind of gives you a better idea of how to treat it the next time you feel it.
Exactly. I think that's the big takeaway from our program is the car feel and the experience they're going to achieve in that controlled environment. You know, worst case scenario, the kids might not do the technique just right, knock over some pylons, or maybe spin the vehicle out. I would much rather the young driver do, you know, have that mistake happen in a controlled environment and knock over pylons versus on the street where they might take out a guardrail or take out, you know, an innocent passenger or, you know, another vehicle. So it's a great learning experience. And I think also the parents' takeaway is how to be a better mentor to their team and help them with this very vital stage of their career. You know, they're young adults and they're going to have to get a driver's license. They're going to have to learn how to drive to be successful. Yet we see a lot of parents and teens reluctant to allow the young driver to get that experience. And, you know, the kids aren't going to learn anything from watching their parents. In fact, what they're going to learn from their parents is their bad habits. And that's what we try to get the parents behind the wheel. It's part of our program, too, is to work with the parents and to break some of the bad habits the parents have had for the last 20 years.
PutOnTheBrakes.org is where people can register. It's a free registration. Again, it's coming up this coming Saturday and Sunday at Lorain County Community College. Starts, I guess you have classes at 8 a.m. all the way until 5 p.m., but there's two separate classes for that. So that's all people need to do is just go and sign up, and you're ready to take them on the course.
Right. They just go on that website, putonthebrakes.org. They can take a morning session from 8 to 12, or they can look at one of those afternoon sessions that runs from 1 to 5. And all information is on the website, how to get signed up. And we look forward to having a full weekend of students and parents and hopefully make the streets a little bit safer around the Cleveland area.
We appreciate your time. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you for the call. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Matt Riley, the Director of Operations for Brakes. That is, be responsible and keep everyone safe. Again, you can go to putonthebrakes.org. They got videos, different discussions, all sorts of the latest news and a little bit about driver's training, too.